Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astounding. The Messenger of Allah was once resting on a journey. Ghawrath bin Harith then came and took the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and removed it from its sheath, intending to martyr him. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, Ghawrath said, "O Muhammad, who can save you from me now?" Now, listen to the reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. He replied by simply saying, "Allah." Ghawrath was overawed when he heard this, causing him to let go of the sword that he was holding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then picked it up in his sacred hand and asked, "Who is there to save you from my hand now?" Ghawrath began to plead, saying, "Only you can save my life." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, again the mercy comes into happening. Let him go and forgave him. After this incident, Ghawrath returned to his nation and said, "O people, I have returned after meeting with such a person who is the best of all humans on earth." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these incidents highlight how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat everyone, every single person from child to adults, with love and compassion, as well as not become angry with anyone due to personal reasons. No matter how personal anything got, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always kind. But when the boundaries of Sharia were breached in front of him and the divine laws were disregarded, signs of anger would become visible upon his noble forehead. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anything personal to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not matter to him. But when the boundaries of Sharia were disregarded, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get really, really angry. We must take care and all do good deeds and please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.